This is Fresh Air. Béla Bartók is now known primarily as a composer rather than as a pianist, but during his lifetime he was equally respected for his playing. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz reviews Bartók in performance with violinist Joseph Zaghetti, a concert played nearly 50 years ago, now out on compact disc.
The friendship of Béla Bartók and violinist Joseph Zaghetti dates back to the 1920s in their native Hungary. Zaghetti was 11 years Bartók's junior and had already admired him for nearly 20 years. Zaghetti was a champion of Bartók's music, some of which Bartók wrote for him, and they gave many chamber performances together all over Europe and even in New York. Both of them were strenuously anti-Nazi. Zaghetti refused to perform in Germany after 1932. Bartók wouldn't allow his music to be broadcast in either Germany or Italy. Perhaps the most important concert they gave together was the one at the Library of Congress in Washington on April 13, 1940, shortly after Zaghetti emigrated to America. Bartók returned to Hungary one last time, but he had already decided to leave. What he called his exile in America began in October 1940 and lasted until his death only 5 years later. This concert, part reunion, part renunciation, is both a personal and a political statement. It's played at white heat with the ebullient abandon of musicians whose knowledge and whose instincts are profound and unerring. The program begins with Beethoven's Kreutzer Sonata, and I've never heard a more exciting or heroic version. This deep understanding of the drama inherent in the first movement sonata form and of the way the variations of the second movement unfold. The presto finale is one of the great celebrations in music. Bartók and Zaghetti pull out all the stops, yet never lose their sensitivity or rhythmic precision. This is both their cry of joy and their assertion of freedom. This recording shows what a great pianist Bartók was in music other than his own. He never made a studio recording of a large-scale work by any other composer, but here, beside the Beethoven, is also Debussy's extraordinary sonata for violin and piano, one of his last works, completed in 1917. It's an intricate piece, moving and heroic, but in a more glancing, modern way than the Kreutzer. Also, two wonderful works by Bartók himself, the first Rhapsody, which he dedicated to Zaghetti, and the difficult second sonata, which Bartók and Zaghetti played together many times but had never recorded before. They reveal both the conversational intimacy, the playfulness, and the daring adventurousness of this forbidding work. Thank you. live sound from nearly a half a century ago is warm and vibrant. It's amazing that this recording exists at all. It opens a door to all the legendary great performances of the past. It lets us believe in giants. But there couldn't have been many figures quite as gigantic as these magnificent compatriots.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a sonata recital by Joseph Sigeti and Béla Bartók. It's on the Vanguard record label. This is Fresh Air.